This is the CertSecurity.com Threat Monitor Podcast for June 21st, 2012. In these semi-monthly recordings, CertSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Brandon Blevins. In this Threat Monitor Podcast, expert Nick Lewis provides criteria for selecting outside incident response firms. He also discusses how to define security incident response process needs early on. And now for this week's edition of Threat Monitor. Diagram outside firm role early in security incident response process. Written by Nick Lewis. Preventing incidents is one of the most important functions of an enterprise information security team, but having a strong security incident response process is also important. Even the most secure organizations eventually will face a security incident and may need outside support to augment their in-house incident response capabilities. To determine what happened, when it happened, who did it, and how to prevent it in the future, it often takes special digital forensic skills most InfoSec teams don't have in-house. However, the midst of an incident is one of the worst times to identify a trusted partner to support any incident response needs. Enterprises should try to select an incident response firm before an incident ever occurs. As part of an extended computer security incident response team, this partner may need to be called upon to investigate specific types of incidents. In this podcast, we'll provide brief criteria for choosing the right incident response firm to support the enterprise incident response process, including the different types of incident response organizations, guidance on choosing a big firm versus a boutique, and when to contact an alternative or government organization like US CERT. Incident response organizations. The types of incidents to investigate and the assistance needed for an incident response will vary by industry and organizational capabilities, but there are key considerations for choosing an incident response firm that holds true in most scenarios. Potentially the easiest criterion for some organizations is if they feel the security incident response process will have legal implications. Often, internal investigations do not follow the same rigor as investigations that may be scrutinized in a court of law. Although the rigor of internal investigations shifts from one organization to the next, enterprises should not follow sloppy security incident response procedures. If the data involved is payment card data, an enterprise might be required to use a PCI Forensic Investigator, or PFI, to investigate the incident. The Payment Card Industry Security Standards Council requires the use of a PFI to ensure investigators or responders completely understand the PCI DSS and its intended application within the cardholder data environment. The takeaway here is to immediately distinguish whether an incident may have legal or compliance implications. If so, be sure to select an incident response team that has experience collecting evidence and responding to the type of incident in support of the legal proceedings that may accompany that particular type of incident. Involving corporate counsel is also a good idea. Once the legal implications are squared away, another consideration is choosing an incident response organization based on the type of attack. By using a third party that is experienced in responding to certain attackers, methods, or tools, it's possible it has encountered the attack signatures previously. This makes it more likely that the third party will know exactly what to look for and how to clean up affected systems. It's often difficult and time-consuming to determine the types of incidents an incident response firm has dealt with, so this is where performing your due diligence well in advance is especially helpful. Take the time to research and even speak with a handful of incident response firms personally. Ask about their areas of expertise and make notes that you can go revisit should you need a rapid response in the future. You may even want to place a retainer so their services could be available in a specified time frame when responding to an incident. While this may often result in smaller firms with specialized skills being favored over more well-known organizations, it's often these boutique firms that are best equipped to respond to specific types of attacks. Another important consideration is internal resources. Some organizations may choose to outsource incident response altogether, so they don't need to maintain the high level of expertise in-house. Others simply don't have ample security staff resources and are prepared to respond to a security incident. They may also outsource investigations or incident response when internal staff members are unavailable. If this is the case, it may make sense to consider a large firm that can handle a broader range of incidents. And we'll be right back after this quick ad break.
Has an information security problem got you stumped? Do you have questions about network security, becoming compliant, or dealing with the latest threats? CertSecurity.com's Ask the Experts section is for you. Our panel of experts is ready and waiting to answer your toughest questions on topics from application and platform security to security management and identity and access management. Your InfoSec issues have met their match. Submit your questions now at searchsecurity.com/asktheexperts. That's searchsecurity.com/asktheexperts.
For reference, there are multiple categories of incident response organizations, including large, boutique, and even government agencies. Some of the large incident response organizations, including Verizon, McAfee, Symantec, and Trustwave, have practices that can encompass most of many organizations' incident response needs, as noted before. There are many boutique organizations, including Mandiant, Dell SecureWorks, and Langner, that specialize in certain areas, which means they may be the most appropriate choice to handle advanced or specialized incidents. These companies can be evaluated by reviewing any publicly available tools, reports, or presentations they support or produce, along with speaking with the firms. Reporting security incidents. Regardless of an incident being investigated internally or externally, reporting the security incident may be required by law. Though incident response and reporting are ultimately separate, enterprises should contact law enforcement if the incident is serious. If the data involved was payment data, protected health information, or personally identifying information, the incident most likely needs to be reported to one or all of the following: state or federal government agencies, the payment card brands, and the individuals affected. Even if an investigation shows an incident does not need to be reported, reporting the incident to different agencies or organizations can improve the overall state of information security and help identify trends. So to help more organizations learn from an incident, an enterprise should consider contacting US CERT, a regional CERT, an industry ISAC, or another organization to share incident response data. Assistance with investigating the incident or notifying other affected organizations may also be needed. If a zero-day exploit was used in the attack, a report should be filed with the software vendor to fill them in on incident and attack details. Conclusion. Planning for an incident response well before an incident takes place is critical to not only responding effectively, but also minimizing the impact of the incident on the organization. Part of this planning includes identifying when to bring in a trusted outside partner to investigate an incident and determining what type of incidents to have them investigate. Establishing these relationships and procedures prior to an incident will greatly improve the incident response process. And that concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. You can also download more of our podcasts by visiting SearchSecurity.com/podcast. Until next time, I'm Brandon Blevins. Have a great day.